New York City is saying goodbye to payphones and replacing them with free Wi-Fi kiosks, 7,500 of them. As WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, the first at 15th Street and 3rd Avenue will be unveiled today.
Hey, New York City, it's your future calling.
This is going to be the fastest and largest free municipal network in the world.
Colin O'Donnell is the chief technology officer for CityBridge, which is partnering with the city to rip out those old payphones and put in super-fast internet instead. The 9.5-foot slabs look like fancy mall directories, but they're actually hubs for Wi-Fi that will reach up to 400 feet, about a block and a half. They'll include built-in tablet computers and phone chargers. You can use them to call anywhere in the U.S. for free. To pay for it, they'll have ads, big ones, right there on the sidewalk. O'Donnell says that will be enough to cover the free stuff, with money left over for the company and the city. CityBridge is promising New York $500 million over 12 years. The idea was born under Mayor Bloomberg, but the de Blasio administration says it fits perfectly with their mission to reduce inequality. Ann Rost is commissioner of the city's Department of Information, Technology, and Telecommunication.
With the incredible high speed, people are going to be able to go there and download their homework, research an apartment, find a job.
The new kiosks do have their critics. Some worry about all that private information flowing out over the public Wi-Fi. Others want to know why Manhattan is getting it first. But officials say the network will be as safe as any public Wi-Fi, and people can opt for encryption. They say it will be in all 5 boroughs by summer. And for the people who still love those Superman-style phone booths, 3 of them are staying put on the Upper West Side, as the rest go up, up, and away. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.